I recently spent a few days on Cape Cod, that sandy fist off the coast of Massachusetts, prime vacation destination, home port to whalers and fishermen and Native Americans before them. On the last morning, I took one final dip in the buoyant salt water of Nantucket Sound and emerged wet and dripping in the early autumn cool, glad for my native New England blood. Where I stood, the beach is short and tucked in between stone jetties that flank two harbors, Witchmere and Sackwatucket. The beach extends back several hundred yards, rising up a slight bluff to the house, just barely beyond the reach of the hurricane storm surge. The beach grass is studded with sprawling clumps of Rosa rugosa, the beach rose, whose fleshy fruits produce the rose hips for jelly and medicines. I used to think it was native, but now know it is actually an introduced species, and on this beach is being overtaken by another non-native, the Oriental bittersweet, whose bowers obscure the fold of the bluff itself. Just across the channel beyond Witchmere Harbor is the beach where I learned the ways of water. Every summer, our family rented a house for several weeks down the road from the bluff. Those summer days consisted of walking everywhere, to the one-room library, open only on Tuesday and Friday afternoons, but full of alluring Nancy Drew and Black Stallion classics. Or down to the harbor, with one fat orange life preserver dangled over my shoulders and a set of oars under the other, down to a modest plywood dinghy named Cheerup that I would row, rain or shine, through calm or gusty winds, across the harbor to the yacht club, where I learned how to sail in an equally modest plywood catboat called Dragonfly. And, of course, we walked to the beach. Down at the end of Bayview Lane, a dark tunnel between two tall fences overhung with privet in musky bloom, the path a cool mix of sand and loam, pine needles crunching under bare feet. And there was a light at the end of this tunnel, for there, at the top of the stairs to the beach, was the view of the water to the barrier islands of Monomoy, and, if the tide was right, a squat clump of land we knew to be Nantucket. At this beach I learned to swim and to float. I learned the sharp bite of crabs on my toes. I learned of phosphorescence at night, and by day to dive into crashing storm waves, to love the feel of coarse sand against skin reddened by sun, knowing a shower awaited me back at the house. By any account, it was a privileged childhood whose riches have only become more apparent as I have aged. Like most landscapes, these beaches and bluffs have changed with time. The harbor called Sackwatucket used to be a freshwater creek, whose sinuous curves we floated on the outgoing tide, through the peaty bog pockmarked with the holes of fiddler crabs. My nose remembers the rank smell of this marsh, even though boats traverse its channel, now dredged, straight and deep. The real estate that was once a shabby summer inn on the beach has now sprouted three gigantic condominiums whose scale so dwarfs the shoreline that they have become a navigation aid from far at sea. For all of us, September is a time of transition. The most recent summer has passed, and its memories merge with all summers past. It's not only the plants that are bittersweet, I realized, picking up a shiny orange jingle shell, one of many brought ashore by each tide. Taking in the goldenrod, blooming full against beach grass in the light of this one morning, I stood on a slight rise where a foredune has been forming over the last 20 years. I realized that if I ever return to this spot, it will look different for every reason that marks time, and that the only thing I can take with me is the memory of cool sand between my toes, the colors of this morning, and the sure knowledge that I love this place as I have loved no other. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler, or for podcasts anytime online at rivannarambler.org. If you have questions or comments, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.